Okay, so everybody's ready?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'll just come bring up the slideshow. We're just going to use the same slideshow we did last time, and we're still on the same topic, but today we're going to be studying about Abraham.
我们今天的课程会去讲，在讲同一个，就是圣经里的约定。那我们今天会谈到亚伯拉罕。
Well, let's get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始我们的反弹，对我们的天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher during this time.
也感谢你提供我们圣灵成为我们的老师。
And that through the focus on the studies of doctrine that we can learn to know about you and your plan.
而经由学习你的话语，我们能够了解你，并且能够了解你的计划。
So give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Okay, let's just go back just quickly what we did last Tuesday. Do we have a class on Tuesday? It was, wasn't
We had a class on Tuesday,
it?
yes.
That's right. Okay, and we got down from Genesis 9:9 to 9:13.
我们星期二的课已经把创世纪九章九节一直讲到九章十三节。
And in Genesis 9 to 13, we're talking about the establishment, though we can see it's the confirmation, actually, of the covenant that God made to humankind.
我们在九章十三节呢，也提到了，就是神跟我们所立的约，让跟我们人类所立的约，以这个彩虹的形式来确认他跟我们的约永立。
Yeah, it's actually a covenant, really. It's for all of us. So he is speaking directly to Noah because Noah is the one who is the salvation, really. He is the salvation for all humankind in Noah at this point.
而神虽然是在跟诺亚哈说他跟我们立了永约，但是诺亚他就是代表了我们人类得到了救赎的代表。
We use a word that describes Adam, actually. We talk about Adam being the federal head of humanity.
Federal here.
It usually relates to government, but being the sort of the overruling body.
Okay.
Okay. But we can say that Adam, now, he was the first person, of course, and he's our ancestor. So Adam is, and the Colonel uses this term here, he's the federal head of humankind. I guess the
Oh,
founder or the beginning point, the origins.
okay. 那我们也知道呢，那个神在我们跟神的关系里面，亚当是在我们所有人类的，应该是一个领头第一个人类。
Yeah, and I think the word federal actually has a few other meanings, and we don't normally use the meaning like the origins. Normally it does relate to government. But theologians like to use this word talking about Adam.
这个 federal 这个字哈，我们常常都是把它叫做，都是把它当做政府啊。就是如果我们谈到这个 federal government 哈，就是领头的政府，也就是所谓的中央政府哈，最主要的、最大的、最上面的那个政府。那在这边呢，我们要知道这个字，把它当做 federal head of humankind，也就是说整个人类的最起头的那一个，也是最高位、最前面的、最前缘的那一个，就是亚当。
Yeah, and obviously Adam is very important because he is the founding father of humanity. If it wasn't for him, we would not be here.
而当然，亚当是非常重要的，因为他是我们所有人类的第一个。
Remember the word Adam just means man, actually.
大家也提醒大家一下，Adam 这个字呢，它其实就是人的意
Yeah.
思。
And actually, there's a sort of a root word, and where Adam just relates to the soil, relates to dirt.
而且呢，这个 Adam 这个字呢，也代表了泥土。
Yeah, and the word dum actually means red. That's the color red in Hebrew. they look at the ground, you know, when it's full of minerals and stuff, we're made from the minerals, the ground is a reddy type color. So the word Adam actually relates to the word red as well.
这个字呢 Adam 呢也有这个红泥巴的意思。
Yeah, because if you've ever looked at ground, and I was traveling around Australia one time, and Australia is really rich in minerals, and you get a mineral-rich ground, and it is actually red. The ground is red because of all the minerals in it.
因为如果是在那种矿物含量很高的土泥巴，它就是红色的。所以刚刚 Tim 讲说他去澳大利亚，就是澳洲，看到很多的土都是红色的土，所以红土基本上是土的一种。原型好，那这种红土也代表了红色，那也是代表了泥巴啊。所以 Adam 这个词有很多不同的意思。那因为我们人亚当是神用泥巴把它塑造成的，所以 Adam 是人，也是用同一个词。
Yeah, so it actually makes sense, of course, that, you know, because all of the minerals that make up our body, of course, they come from the ground.And we even have things like they say there's gold and silver and pretty much every mineral that you can find in the ground is found in the human body.
而且呢也很有意思的就是我们人类你可以看到就是我们人类现在你去检查我们各种矿物质啊也都存在我们的身体里面所以就可以证明说我们是跟 Adam, 亚当是同一个塑造同样的元素塑造而成。
I'm sort of getting off the topic a little bit, but it's quite interesting that they say that lead is very dangerous for the body. I think you heard that, you know, they talk about lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm. 我们现在讲的是稍微有点超过主题哈，但是那个 Tim 说这个实在很有意思，所以还是分享一下。大家都知道那个铅对人类来讲是有毒的。
But actually they say, this is from children's sort of study books and things,They say that we have enough lead in our bodies to make a pencil.
Oh, 在这个孩童的书籍里面呢，却有提到铅虽然对人类有毒，但是其实我们人类身体里的铅，好，足够做一支铅笔。
Now, when God created our bodies and he put these minerals in our bodies, or made a system actually, so that when we eat the food, of course, you know, we eat from the food of the ground and eat animals and things, the system of the body keeps everything in a perfect balance.
所以当神呢造人的时候啊，他把这个人里面是放了一些矿物质，然后经由吃代谢排泄等等的，所以我们的人类有一个很完美的一个平衡，就是各种矿物质在身体里面都是在一个非常完美的平衡的状态。
Yeah, and so it's important that you need to focus on foods that do provide you the right minerals, but your body has a system to be able to maintain usually about the right number of minerals you need if your body is healthy and functioning properly.
而当我们的身体是正常的时候，它的正常运作的时候，这个身体里面的所有的矿物质，它也是在一个平衡的状态。
So within the system that God created for our bodies, it seems that we need that lead. You know, we talk about lead being poisonous, but we need lead for about the amount of a pencil, and it needs to be in our bodies for some reason.
所以我们的这个上帝创造我们的人类的整个身体系统，它是一个非常微妙的状态，也就是说。这才会造成说我们身体其实含有铅然后那个铅的量可以足以做一支铅笔但是呢我们却不能再多超过那个铅的量那才是一个完整的健康的身体状态。
Yeah, one thing that adds to age, like as you get older, of course, and your body becomes weaker, the dietitians,And nutritionists, one thing they say contributes to old age and for us getting weaker is that our bodies cannot process the vitamins and minerals the way it used to.
当我们人类呢身体逐渐老化的时候呢，我们身体其实也就逐渐的没有办法达成我们年轻时候所那么完美的一个矿物质的平衡的系统状态。
And that's why it's important for people to maintain supplements. You know, you can go to the chemist, a pharmacist, And they will sell you supplements, vitamin supplements for people like once you get to 40 years old and then 50 years old and 60 years old. And they've worked it out what extra vitamins and minerals that your body needs.
所以现在呢，就有很多的这种科学都有研究到哈，就是人逐渐老化之后，你的身体的这个矿物质的平衡不在，所以我们是必须在不同年龄层可以要吃不同的数量分量的这个矿物质，所以才会有了很多的这种 supplement 补充品哈，保养品来补充我们身体的需要。
Yeah, and especially in this age of COVID, you know, you're always at risk of getting the COVID, and even vaccinations, they don't stop you getting COVID. So what you can do is you keep up the vitamin supplements, and that should be able to help your body fight any diseases.
而在这个现在冠状病毒哈的整个大环境下，我们的身体可能也需要更多的一些维他命，那个来抵抗这样子的病菌。
Now, one of the best ways, in fact, the best way, the most natural way to increase the number of vitamins and minerals into your body is to just eat more food.
那另外一种方式要让我们身体有 更足够的维他命啊或矿物质的方式就是要多吃水果。
See, the reason that young people tend to be stronger, you know, and their systems are better when they're younger, but because they're more energetic and they're more active, usually, you know, they need all the nutrients that come into the body, the carbohydrates and the proteins and the minerals and the vitamins and the fats.
而对于年轻的人来讲，也许他们身体的系统是比较能够维持一个平衡状况，但是因为年轻人他们的整个生活活力啊充沛，他们所有的行动活动也都比较多，所以他们也需要更多的营养，包括这些矿物质、维生素，甚至是蛋白质等等的这些食物的补充。
Yeah, and all of us are getting older, and you would notice yourself that as you get older, you don't eat as much as you used to. You don't feel like eating, and if you do eat too much, obviously you get fat.
而对于年纪逐渐老化的人。就是年纪大了的人呢，他的整个代谢也变慢了，所以我们也身体上不会有那种想吃太多东西，足也少吃了很多东西啊，所以整个身体的需求就其实会容易在不平衡的状态。那我们当然多吃了又会变胖，好，这全部都是一个身体老化的现象。
Yeah. And so really the best way to overcome that, if you want to increase your vitamin and mineral intake and your nutrients naturally, is that as older people, you actually have to get out and do a lot of exercise.
所以对于老年纪逐渐大的人必须真的要多做运动。
And some people say, yeah, well, I walk my 100 footsteps after lunch.
有些人说，哦，他吃完中饭会走个百步。
And then after dinner, I do 200 footsteps.
然后晚餐后我会走200步。
And then they go back home and they sit in front of the television.
然后他们回家了就开始坐在电视前面。
Yeah, but that's not real exercise. I think, you know, what doctors recommend is that you need to get the heart rate up maybe 4 or 5 times a week for at least an hour, something like that.
但是其实医生的建议是每一个人每一天至少要走就是运动一小时，然后一个礼拜至少4到5次。
But the important thing obviously is that you need to maintain a good healthy diet and lots of exercise. Then your body is keeping a better balance because again, as you get older, you need to keep up the supplements, you need to keep up the proper intake of nutrients to the body.
所以呢，在整个我们的自我保健很重要的事情是我们要有足够的运动，然后让我们有足够的食物的这个能够吃进去，然后呢，同时补充品该有的营养啊，这些维他命等等的各方面的都要做到，然后让我们在经由足够的运动来代谢。
And this was the system that God began for our bodies with Adam, who is the federal head of the human race.
而这一切呢，都是神在创造亚当的时候呢，就给了我们的这个一个系统机制。
Now you have to remember, and we've just finished off on Tuesday, we were talking about the ages of people and, you know, how they were very old. And Adam, he lived to like 950 years after being out of the garden. And he was obviously working and he was in a perfect body and always working. He never sat down in front of the TV. He would have been working very hard, actually. A lot of exercise.
而我们在星期二的课也特别有讲到，就是在亚当那个时代，他其实从伊甸园离开之后呢，他活到了950几岁。那而且他的生活状况是没有被污染的一个环境，而且他是一个非常非常努力工作的人，他几乎都在动啊，除了睡觉之外，所以他才在当时的那种环境跟他的生活作息，他不会坐下来看电视的情况下，他可以活到950岁。
And you see in different parts of scripture, it talks about the ages of that first generations from Adam down to Noah, there's 10 generations there.And you know, these people were living 800 or 900 years.
而从这个整个圣经里，我们看到就是非常多章节就有提到，就是那个最初始的人类，那前时代，从亚当一直到诺亚，那时代的人呢，他们都是活到900多岁的。
I think in Genesis chapter 5, yeah, this is a good example, and you have the list of names.From Adam's descendants, you can see it here, Adam's descendants to Noah. So the first 10 generations, and you have people like Adam living 930 years, and then he died. And then Seth lived 105 years, and he had Enosh, and then he lived for 807 years, things like this. You know, long, long ages.
我们可以回去再看一看这个创世纪的第五章的从第一节开始在讲亚当的这个一直到诺亚的这时代的人，他们每一个活了多长？那亚当是活了930岁，然后他的儿子活了105，赛特活了105，赛特活到105岁的时候，才生了他的第一个孩子。
Okay, and then after he had Enosh, he lived 807 years.
然后赛特是活了807岁。好，这个都在这个创世纪五章里面，大家可以研究一下，就是前时代的人都活得那么的长。
Yeah, and this is one reason a lot of people don't believe the Bible. Actually, they say, well, how can the Bible be true? Because you have all of these people living like hundreds of years old, and that's just impossible.
所以呢，这有趣的事情是，创世纪的第五章写了这些人都活到900多岁这件事情反而造成有些现代人他们觉得不相信圣经是真的。
The argument is, we know that they were in a different environment. The environment changed after the flood.
所以这个事情的这个辩论呢，是说呢，在那个时代，就是大洪水，诺亚大洪水之前的时代，是一个。很完美的一个气候、天候、大自然的状态。
But then these people will say, "Well, I don't believe the flood ever happened."
然后呢？如果你这样讲说，洪水之后，整个环境被破坏了，所以人活不了这么长呢？但是就会有一些不信的人就说，我根本不相信有大洪水。
It's difficult to believe that people lived long ages if you don't understand about that the flood was a real event. And we talked about how there was a huge change in the environment, that the skies basically were so full of water and the water just fell out of the skies and came up from the ground for 40 days.
就是在那个就是有些人他真的很难想象就是在诺亚方舟大洪水的那个时代整个地底下的水也冒出来了，天上的水也这样卸下来了。
Yeah, and there is actually a lot of geological evidence now. As scientists become more advanced with their technology and their information gathering, then there is more and more evidence that the flood was a proper event, that it was a historical event about 4,000 or 5,000 years ago.
而经由这个现在的整个科学家们的这个研究，而且大家的资讯更为交流的更为频繁，更容易交流的情况下呢，很多这个地质学家他们其实发现这个诺亚洪时期的洪水是真的可能是存在的，因为有非常多的证据都显现出大概在5000多年前是有这样的洪水。曾经湮灭整个世界的这些记录可以这些轨迹是可以看得到的。
And there are actually a lot of Christian ministries, and they devote themselves to collecting the evidence. For example, evidence about the creation of the universe, and evidence about the flood of Noah, and evidence about the ark. You know, people finding remnants of Noah's ark in the mountain ranges of Ararat in Turkey.
而更多的这个圣经学家们，他们也把自己的生命奉献在查证圣经史实的这些事情，那也在土耳其的山上找到了一个完全如同这个圣经所描述的诺亚方舟的这个在岩石上造成的一个痕迹。
Yeah, and it's quite interesting when you look through the information, and usually it's quite well presented. But actually, we can just go straight to the Bible. We don't really need to have these things proven through science because the Bible tells us it's true.
我们呢，当然可以去查验、去看很多这些科学家或者是圣经学者他们所做的研究。但是对我们基督徒来讲，我们其实不需要去有这些拿到这些科学的证据，我们就相信了圣经。
These ministries have been designed to argue, really we're saying arguing, with people that don't believe. You have the unbelievers and they're saying, show me the evidence, show me the evidence. And so these people, they go out and they find evidence and say, well, here's the proof that there was the flood, for example.
因为我们要知道就是对于这些圣经学者或科学家他们在做的研究呢，是在寻找圣经的所有的证据。那这些证据其实是因为有那些不信者会说哦，给我看证据啊，好，给我看证据啊。那所以呢，这些证据是为了要能够说服那些不相信的人，好，让他们可以看到证据而能够信主。
Yeah, but Jesus was actually teaching his disciples that, you know, blessed is the person who can believe without needing the, we call empirical evidence, without needing to see.
而圣经在耶稣也在新约里也教导我们，就是说没有看见就信的人有福了。
See, we have some people, there's this word here in English, empirical evidence. And empirical comes from the word to see. So that they need evidence, they need to see something to believe it's true.
所以这有一种说法就是 empirical evidence, 就是可见的证据。要也就是说他要能看见他才相信。
But when we live the spiritual life, we're not living by what we see, but by what we believe.
而我们知道呢，在我们的属灵的生命中呢，我们呢是不是因着我们看见而生活的，我们是因着我们的所信的、所相信的而生活着。
2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
好，所以在哥林多前后书的五章七节就有这么一句话说，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Because our faith does come from studying the Word of God. That's how we build up our faith. And, you know, faith comes from hearing the Word of Jesus Christ. And not by needing to see or not by what you see.
我们所有的信心是借着我们从研读圣经神的话语中而建立起来的。而我们不需要经由看见，因为我们的眼所见是有限的。
Yeah, and actually this is what Jesus told to Martha. It was, remember when Lazarus was brought up from the dead, that people said Lazarus is dead and Jesus said, no, he's just sleeping and I'll come and wake him up.
我们可以看一下约翰福音的十一章第四十节。耶稣对马大说，
Yeah, so he's saying to Martha, he says, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
他说，我不是对你说过吗？你若相信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
See, Martha needed to see. She needed to see Lazarus come to life, and then she could believe that what Jesus said was true.
这个故事的状况就是因为马大需要看见这个神，耶稣所说的是真的。所以呢，耶稣就告诉他说，如果你相信，就必看见神的荣耀。如果你不信，意思也可能是你不信的话，就不容易看见。
But Jesus had already said, he said, I'll bring Lazarus to life.
因为拉撒路虽然死了，但耶稣说他会让他活起来。耶稣是先告诉他，先告诉马大说他会活起来。
Yeah, and it's like even the disciples, many of the disciples after Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead, before they saw his body, you have other people coming to them and saying, Jesus is alive, and they're shocked and they say, no, that can't be true.
而就这件事也发生在这个耶稣跟他的门徒身上，就是耶稣一再告诉门徒说他将会死，在死而复生。但是呢，真的事情发生前，就是这些门徒根本是不相信的。所以当门徒后来听说耶稣死而复生，他们都很惊讶，非常的惊吓。
Thomas, for example, he said he saw Jesus and still he didn't believe, and so he had to even feel with his hands. He had to put his hand into Jesus.
而且他的这个门徒中还有那种，甚至看到耶稣在面前了，都还要用手去摸他的那个手被钉痕哈，穿透的那个伤口，他才要相信。
But like in John 11:40, where we see that. If you believe, not if you see, but if you believe, you see the glory of God.
所以在这个约翰福音11:40呢。他就在讲说，你要相信，你就会看见神的荣耀。
See, most people they do it the opposite way. They say, if I see the glory of God, then I will believe.
但是大部分人都是把它反过来看，他就说，哦，我要看见神的荣耀，我才相信。
And this is where you have people, they don't believe that about the flood of Noah, or they don't believe that people lived a long, long time.
所以呢，这也就是那些人呢，他们根本不相信哈有诺亚时代的大洪水，也不相信在那个诺亚之前的那些人都可以活那么长。
Well, they don't believe that God created the universe just by speaking the universe into existence.
而这样的人，他们也不相信神只要因为说话就可以把整个宇宙整个创造出来。
And they say, show me the evidence that God created the universe.
然后他们会说：“哎，让我看神创造了这个世界的任何的证据。
And it's almost like they want you to bring up a time machine and you can go back to the beginning of the universe so they can see it happening. That's just not going to work.
”他们这种态度就好像说，你要把这个时光机好摆到他面前，让他坐时光机到整个宇宙刚刚开创的那个时候来看，他们才会相信。
Yeah, and even if we could take them back to the beginning of the universe, they still wouldn't believe it because they wouldn't actually see God bringing out these things. You know, because they're blinded, they don't want to believe.
而这些不想相信的人呢，其实我们就算带他们去用坐着时光机去到宇宙刚刚开始被创造的那个阶段，他们也不会相信，因为在那个神在创造的时候，他们看不见神在哪里。
Yeah. But getting back to the ages of the people in the Old Testament from the time of Adam to Noah, the explanation is quite simple.
所以呢，我们再回到这个从亚当到诺亚那个时期，啊，对于这整个发生事情的说明是非常的简单的。
Because when God created Adam and Eve, they had perfect genes.
也就是说，在那个时代的人，他们是当神创造他们的时候，他们是完全有完美的基因组合，
And they were in a perfect environment.
而且他们是在一个完美的外在环境之下生活。
Yeah, now the offspring of Adam and Eve, obviously, you know, they didn't just have men, they didn't have male babies, they were having females as well. So these were the brothers and sisters together who would get married and then they would have children.
而在那个时代，就是诺亚之前的这个时代，他们所生的孩子绝对不会只生男孩，一定也生女孩，然后他们彼此这个再变成夫妻，又生了小孩。
Now, in those days, it was no problem to have children together, and actually, they didn't have a choice, you know, because they had to basically have children with their brothers and sisters because there was no other people. But by the time you get down to the Mosaic Law, they have to put a stop to that because now the genes are getting intermingled and it creates a like a mutation in the genes where you have unhealthy children being born.
而在诺亚他们那个时代呢，因为也就是一定是兄弟姐妹之间会成为夫妻结婚生子，因为也没有别人了，他们本来就都是亲属关系，可是因为那时候大家所有的基因都是完美基因，所以即使是这样的结合，所生出的孩子也没有任何的缺陷。可是到了那个摩西的时代，他们在摩西的律法里面就已经讲了，这个近亲是不能结婚生子的，因为在那个时候我们的基因已经有很多的变化，很多的损害，所以如果是近两两这个有损害的基因结合之后生下来的就会是有缺陷的孩子。
Even now, in most countries around the world, if not all countries, it's actually illegal to get married to your close relatives. So if it's your brother or sister or your first cousin or maybe even your second cousin, they refuse a marriage certificate and it's illegal to have children with them because you create these, I think they call mongoloid babies.There's a certain term for these kind of children. You know, the offspring are always going to have some kind of a mental deficiency.
而以现在来讲，已经非常几乎所有的国家哈都是法律规定近亲是不可以结婚生子的。那因为这样的近亲结婚生子是会造成像蒙古症啊，就是基因缺陷的孩子，那大部分都会在智力啊或者是外形上面都会出现问题。
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say this actually, but you know, royal families, they like to keep their blood close. And often, so you end up with close relatives getting married in royal families. And if you have a look at the Thai royal family, they have a lot of problems with the genetics within their family, of the Thai royal family.
我们也可以发现呢，就是很多的皇室家族呢，他们却喜欢比较近亲的结婚状态，就像以这个泰国的皇室来说，他们也有这个问题啊，就造成了他们孩子们有蛮多的基因缺陷发生。
I said I shouldn't say that, but you know, if I was speaking to Thai students, I certainly wouldn't mention it. But you could go online and you can just even have a look at some of the photos of the people, like the princes and princesses, and you can just see from the pictures. Usually they're actually quite smart people, but you notice that there's something different about them.
Tim 是说他提。泰国皇室的这个事情他是在泰国的这个学生面前是不会提的啦，因为大家都不说，但是从皇室家族所流传出来的照片里是看得出来他们有一些公主王子看起来是怪怪的，也许他们是很聪明的人，但是这样从照片上就看出来他不是一般正常的人。
It's commonly known in Thai society, but people don't talk about it because it's, you know, because you're talking rude things about the royal family, of course.
这样子的状态其实大家在泰国都知道，但是大家知道却不谈论，因为这是变成是在讲这个皇室家族的一些八卦的感觉。
Right, but it does, you know, help us to understand the difference. If you're having close relations now with your family,compared to like at the time of Noah, people could have children with their families because the genes were still quite pure back in the time of Noah, from Adam down to Noah.
对，我们重点是在讲是从亚当到诺亚的那个时代他们是可以近亲繁殖的，因为那时候每一个人他有的基因都是完美基因。
Yeah. And in the environment, it changed dramatically. As I mentioned last Tuesday, when you had the flood, there was a huge environmental changes. Again, you had all this water coming from the sky and all the water coming from the ground for 40 days. It made a huge impact on the environment.
但是到了诺亚的洪水的这个状态呢，这个大量的水从地底下冒出，从天上这样泻下，整个这个地球的环境其实就被毁坏了。
And for the first time in human history, we have a rainbow.
而在那时候呢，也在人类的历史上第一次，我们在地球上会看到天际间的彩虹。
Yeah, because a rainbow requires sunlight, and it almost seems like there was so much water up in the sky, you know, it was so thick in the clouds, there was not enough sunlight to come through, and then actually within the middle layer between the ground and the huge cloud that they had in the sky, there was probably very little moisture actually in the air itself, in the atmosphere around us.
而在当时哈，其实世界上的一个很大的一个变化是在于，在洪水就是天上的水泻下之前，那个云层可能厚到不行，所以太阳其实是无法穿透的。然后呢，那个天与地之间的这个空间，它很可能也是非常的干燥的。所以在这个情况，在这种情况下是。第一个没有阳光可以进来，第二个没有这种水汽在空气中，所以是不会有彩虹的。一直到这个40天的大量降雨，让云层变薄，太阳光可以射下，然后呢，这个空气中也有了水汽，可以变成水分子，会变成像临镜的效果之后，才有了彩虹。
Yeah, so we have to sort of assume that it was a very dry atmosphere.On the earth. So when Adam and his generations, when they were working, it was in a very dry environment. So there's no vehicle for viruses and enzymes and mold and things like this to be created.
所以呢，在亚当他们那个时代，是一个非常干燥的空气的情况下，这些微生物也不容易生长。
I think it's similar. If you're in the middle of a desert, and deserts are very dry, and then they say they...ability for things like bacteria and viruses to recreate is very difficult. And the same in Antarctica. Antarctica was very cold, but it's very dry. So they say that when scientists go down there, they don't actually get the flu because there's no moisture.
哦，所以呢，那个这样子可以举例的一个，我们可以想象就是在沙漠中，哈，几乎那个空气是绝对干燥的状态下，几乎是没有任何的细菌可以生长的，没有病毒可以生长的，是几乎不容易有任何的病菌的。那在这个还有一个地方就是南极那边有一个大陆哈，在南极大陆那边也是一样，所有的空气的水分都结冻，因为太冷，也一样非常非常的干燥。
So as far as staying free from viruses and bacteria and sickness, those places are actually very healthy places to be.
所以呢，在那种绝对的干燥的地方，啊，不论是太热的沙漠或太冷的这个南极，它都是让微生物没办法生存的地方。其实对人类的身体来讲，可能是最好的环境。
Yeah. So if you're scared of getting like the coronavirus, you could either go and live in the middle of a desert, or you could go to Antarctica.
所以呢，如果你怕这个冠状病毒的话，可以到沙漠或者是去南极的冰天雪地之中生活，因为那边绝对冠状病毒活不下去。
Okay, and there's one other factor I mentioned last Tuesday, which helps us to understand the environment change, and that is that for the first time in history, we have alcohol as well.
哦，我们上一次上课也提到了哈，在这个诺亚的时候，就是大洪水之后呢，也第一次。发生了有酒的出现，也就是说诺亚他喝到葡萄汁不小心变成酒，然后他喝了就才发现，哎呦，这个酒也蛮好喝的。
Yeah, so that fermentation process, you know, before when he had the grapes and the grape juice together, for some reason it wasn't fermenting because they didn't have the enzymes. And then after the flood, with their change of the environment, now you have these enzymes being created.
所以呢，我们可以想象，就是说在大洪水之前，那些果汁哈，它是不会发酵的，所以它也就不会坏哈，就不会变成酒。那到了洪水之后呢，整个世界环境改变了，让微生物可以滋生、可以滋养的，然后这个所谓的发酵这件事情就发生了，然后它就造成了这个诺亚有酒喝了。
Yeah, and I understand if you get those enzymes and they contact with the sugar in the fruit, and then of course that releases the, you get gas and then you get alcohol as a side product of that chemical reaction.
所以呢，我们现在都已经理解哈，就是如果你有酵母，然后放在这个水果里面，在酵母里面它就会，或者是说水果里头本身就有这些酵母，然后它就有发酵的机会，然后它就会产生化学变化，而发生了这个酒，成为它的一个副产品。 那这就是酒的来源。
Okay. You know, let's stop for a 5 minute break and we'll come back and we'll just finish off on that topic again. And like I said, we'll try to get on to Abraham today.
好，我们现在休息五分钟，等下回来继续谈到亚伯拉罕与神的约。
Okay, now you don't need to close down the Zoom, so just keep the Zoom open and then exactly 5 minutes, I think.
好，反正我们就是不用关这个 Zoom 哈，我们等一下就是把声音关掉，然后五分钟后回来，我们就继续开始上课。Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be 11 o'clock.
好，但是11点钟的时候。